From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith. According to the CDC, the Midwest now sees higher rates of heroin overdose deaths than any other region in the country. They reported in March of this year that the rate for heroin-related deaths in the Midwest increased nearly 11-fold between 2000 and 2013. According to Missouri law enforcement, opiates, including prescription drugs and heroin, have become more commonly abused in recent years. In 2014, there were 113 heroin-related deaths in St. Louis County. And in St. Louis City, there were 123 heroin or opiate overdose deaths. Today on the Health and Wealth Update, we'll hear from a lawmaker, a treatment expert, and families talking about the impact heroin and opiates are having in Missouri. Steve Lynch is the Missouri representative for Waynesville. He has sponsored multiple bills over the past 2 years that push for wider availability of naloxone, the opiate overdose antidote.
When you start seeing how many people are being affected and how many people are dying, just hundreds across the state, and it's a growing problem. It's not getting any better. My part, I believe, is to save as many lives as I can, hoping that they will get treatment someday or that someone will come in and touch their life in some way or another to get them out of it.
Ashley Cancian is 21 and lives in Farmington. She has lost her grandmother, her aunt, and her mother to heroin over the past 14 years.
With heroin or pills, you don't really have that time. It's literally like every time you do it is up in the air of you could overdose and die this time, you know.
She now works with several anti-heroin groups and says she is sure to share her experiences and losses with addicts.
I'm going to talk about it around you so that you have to hear it, and maybe eventually you know that I'm here for you. I'm one of the people that are against this thing and that you can talk to, and I have resources.
Libby Brockman-Knight is a treatment expert at Pathways, a treatment center in Columbia.
You can't cure addiction. It's a chronic disease. It is a lifelong disease. It's like diabetes or high blood pressure. You manage it. So it takes people an average of 3 years to feel normal.
Kathy Arbini lives in Jefferson County. Her son Kevin graduated at the top of his high school class, but was just 21 years old when he died of a heroin overdose in 2009.
I know when he died, he knew that I loved him, but I think hopefully his death can save many lives. Because I put it out there, I talked to parents about it. I'm not ashamed that my son was a heroin addict. I've never been ashamed of him. I just wish he would be here to see life does go on and people do recover. They just have to want to. They have to want to, and I think the disease was just bigger than him.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.